I didn't really get to get a whole lot of questions into you there yesterday. But I guess first, when you heard the news about Norm, when he had a chance to tell you guys that Friday was going to be the last time he was going to be coaching, what was kind of your initial reaction to that? Just kind of given everything that you've been through with him and that he's been through with you guys.
Yeah, you know, pretty much every player knew that it was going to be a serious game. We definitely have added pressure on us to win this game, to send Norm out with a big bang. So, you know, we're all focused on just coming together, making sure we get this win, and we all wish Norm best of luck the rest of his life.
You say that there's pressure to win. I mean, is that an added incentive then, just knowing that, okay, this is his last opportunity to be out there, and as you said, you want to go out and bang?
I mean, there's always pressure to win every single game. I mean, you know, especially with the seniors, we have a chance to be 4-0. You know, all these stats, all these things that are going through our minds. But you know, Norm's a great coach. He is a great leader, and he is a great person. So you know, everyone feels for him, and you know, we're all trying to get this win no matter what.
What have you noticed here, I guess, over the course of the past month, as far as, you know, the strides that guys are going to be wanting to make, as far as, you know, working on the fundamentals right after the game against Nebraska, and then ever since you got the game plan, just shifting your attention to Friday?
You know, you can tell in practice everyone's focusing on their footwork, trying to be perfect, taking care of their bodies, and you know, those are the things that are going to win this games on Friday, and you know, everyone's trying to be perfect.
I know this time a year ago, there was talk about you filing paperwork to get yourself evaluated for the NFL draft, and then you made the decision to come back. Looking back on that time now, do you feel that you made the right decision? What have you kind of taken away from this year that maybe you wouldn't have if you had made the decision to go pro?
You know, I think no question about it. I think that the best choice was me to come back, you know, to have a chance to graduate, to also boost up my draft status as well, and you know, come back and play with this great team. And you know, as far as looking back on this season, you know, really I can't take back anything minus those losses. So if we could start those games over again, I would love to go back in time.
Yeah, I gotta ask you, because a few weeks back there was talk about you and Micah having a little bet on number of interceptions, and at the moment I think he's still ahead. Is there pressure on you here to maybe get a couple of times?
I forgot all about that. Why'd you bring that up? But yeah, where's he at? He's at 3?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm at 1. Yeah, hopefully, you know, I get a couple passes thrown my way, so we can keep that bet pretty balanced out. But you know, hey, if Micah wins, great job to him. You know, for this year, you know, the reason we had this bet was to pretty much push each other, you know, and I wanted Micah to focus on just beating me every single game, and not focusing on, hey, you know, we're playing in the Big Ten, we're playing against great wide receiver. I just want him to focus on, you know, just me and Micah's battle.
Part of the reason too I brought up what happened with you last year is because I asked Mike about this yesterday, and he said that the paperwork stuff is something that he didn't even do at all. He just decided, you know what, I'm coming back for my senior year. I don't care about any of that stuff. Do you feel that that's the best decision for him, just knowing him the way you do, and what can he, how can he get better between now and, say, the end of next year?
You know, I think every person has to get better, but, you know, this is something that Micah, he has to be ready for, you know. You know, for me, you know, honestly, I thought I was ready for the next level. And, you know, just when you put on someone's film, you can't just say, oh, yeah, that guy's ready to go. He's ready to go play in the league. Because, you know, Micah probably has plenty of things that are going on in his mind. He probably wants to graduate. He probably wants to put on more weight, you know, and be a all-around better player. And also, he loves his team. So I think Micah staying here is probably the best choice for him.
Have you gotten a chance to think much at all about what things are going to be like for you here after this week and in that time that you're going to be sitting and preparing for the draft?
You know, honestly, I'm trying to put all this thought, this whole thought process around this game on Friday. Then after that, I'll be able to talk to the coaches and figure out exactly what my future, you know, is gonna happen. So.